for the celebration thus far. Amen. I don't know if you have anything else concerning anything after. We're going to call up, amen, our pastor. At this time, we're going to dismiss the children to your left. Amen. On my right. Amen. We're going to dismiss the children. Let's greet up our pastor. Amen. With a hearty praise the Lord. We can do better.
I used to take Justice, he'd call me early in the morning, sometimes 5 o'clock, to go fishing. Late at night, he'd go fishing. But now I'm taking him fishing, I don't know how many hundreds of times. I'm just saying his character. I don't know, hundreds of times. Amen. When you couldn't find Justice, you couldn't find me, everybody knew where we were at. Fishing. Amen. I work all day, I'd be so tired. I was like, Justin, you don't want to go fishing, do you? Yes, I do. I said, well, we only got an hour left. I said, that's good. So he never missed an opportunity. But the most remarkable thing about him, now I'm taking him fishing every time. There's never a time I took him fishing when we got out and said, Grandpa, thank you. Listen, without exception, every single time he would say, thank you. You know, a lot of times when you're dealing with grandparents, you just be happy to go. And he said, I know you, sometimes he said, I know you were tired. Amen. You love fishing so much, sometimes I'd be in the truck sleeping, waiting for him to finish. When he was going to determine to catch his fish. But I just thought it was remarkable. Never, and I'm sure any adult dealing with him, if you ever did anything for him, he never took it for granted. But he'd always say anything. Amen. So we're honoring him not just because of the person he was, but for the example he was to others. Amen. Others, young people can learn from him. In a day and age where everybody wants to be something besides God, he was never ashamed to be God, to stand for God. I remember him and Gio went to a young people service. You know, and all young people go to church. All young people got to be all reserved. And Gio and Justice was praising the Lord and crying and just waving their hands. And I don't know who called me. They said, listen, those two young people had an impact on our young people because they weren't ashamed. Amen. So it's important today that we honor those that honor the Lord. Can we say praise the Lord? So I'm going to ask you to stand, and we're just going to read a few verses of scripture, and I won't be long because I don't want to intrude too much more on your patience. But we just thank God for a spiritual legacy. Can you imagine being 20 years old and leaving a legacy? 20 years old and leaving a legacy. I was talking to a bishop who's over us a couple of weeks ago. My wife was telling her about her experience, him about her experience. And he told me, he said, you know, I told the saints, I tell people everywhere I go, I called when that young man was on the sick in bed, couldn't get out. He said, I called and said, okay, Justice, I'm praying for you. He said, by the time I finished talking to him, he had encouraged me instead of me encouraging him. He said, I told him, he called me right when he got on the phone with me, he called me, he said, listen, I told him I'm praying for you. You know what he told me? He said, Bishop, I'm praying for you too. He said, that just floored him. He said, wait a minute, you're in bed sick. You're on your deathbed, you're praying for me. He said, yes, I'm praying for you. That's a spiritual legacy. Yeah, and that's something that we should never be ashamed of. Young people, old people, don't be ashamed of the Lord. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Because it's a what? Power of God unto salvation. James chapter 5, we'll read verses 14 through 18. Amen. Verse 14 reads, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one. Lord, if the church ever needs to grab a hold of something, we need to grab a hold of this. Pray one for for another that he may be healed. Why? The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed how? Earnestly, that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth for the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again. The heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. May the Lord have blessed to the reading of the word in the church said. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. So if I were to have a message, and I did have a message, but as I said, I'm going to shorten it. It would be the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith. It says in verse 15, it says that the Lord shall raise him up. Why? Because of the prayer of faith. Now, a lot of people say they have faith, but they don't pray. There are others that have pray, but they don't have faith. Prayer and faith go hand in hand. Amen. In order for you to pray, you got to have faith. And in order for you to have faith, you have to pray. I'm not going to really use my notes. I'm just going to use a couple of illustrations because I said I promise I won't be long and I will honor my word. But we're living in a time where people talk about having faith, but they don't pray. They talk about praying, but they don't have faith. And just if you remember the account of when the Lord was walking on the water and Peter saw him, and he said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to what? Come unto you. Now we're talking about faith and praying. He said, bid me to come unto you. Now when Peter stepped out of the water, out of the boat, he stepped out of the boat and started walking on the water in faith. Right? He began to walk. Somebody said, I don't believe it, but if it's in the word, I believe it. Amen. God can do anything. So he began to walk on the water in faith. But the problem Peter had an internal fight within himself. Well, how do we know he had an internal fight? Because the Bible said Jesus, when he rebuked him, he said, oh, ye of little faith, why did you doubt? Doubt means you have an internal conflict. Doubt means you believe God and then you don't believe God. So when Peter stepped out of the boat, he stepped out in faith and he began to walk to Jesus. But then when he began to use his logic, when he began to use his own rationale, when he began to use his own mind, he caught himself and said, wait a minute, what am I doing walking on the water? I'm not supposed to walk on the water, but he walked on the water because he stepped out in faith. And because he stepped out in faith and he didn't have an internal conflict. I wonder how many today is trying to find God when he got a conflict. Amen. The Bible says a conflict is a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So when we step out in faith, we step out believing God. When you begin to look at the circumstances and condition around you, you will have doubt. Because doubt says you're not supposed to walk on water. But the thing about faith and prayer is faith takes obedience. So when the Lord told Peter to come, Peter was what? Obedient. So how can you have faith without having obedience? So when he stepped out of the boat and began to walk, now y'all don't get quiet on because it ain't gonna be long. But when he began to walk to the Lord in faith, he walked above his circumstances. Thank you, Lord. So we know the scripture said the winds were boisterous and the waves were blowing. But because he was walking in faith, he walked on his trouble. Right? So as he walked on his trouble, the devil intensified the problem. As long as Peter would have stayed in faith and kept his mind and eyes on Jesus, he would have walked above his circumstances. It's the same thing in our lives. How many know we got winds of adversity blowing on every side? We got problems everywhere. Just keep walking in faith. Because faith is obedience. Now another thing about faith Another thing that we want you to consider about faith is you can't procrastinate when you're walking in faith. When the Lord said, come, Peter didn't say, well, what do you want me to do? He began to what? Walk. Well, the thing about the prayer of faith, if you want to pray and have faith, you can't hesitate. You can't hold back. You can't be hesitant. You have to go forward in faith. Amen? Faith. Now, a lot of us have a prayer, but it's not in faith. Well, how do you know you have a prayer and don't have it in faith? The Bible says there was a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years. And she saw every man. Anybody that has a problem, you went to every man you could and didn't get no better. She spent all of her life earning, trying to get better. And the scripture says she didn't get better, but she got worse. I wonder today how many of us have been going to people trying to fix our problems. And our problems have not got better, but they got worse. Thank you, Lord. But this woman had a prayer of faith. She didn't have to speak to anybody, but she said within her, the doubt wasn't there. She didn't have an internal conflict. She didn't have a conflict that said, maybe God can, and maybe God can't. Because she was walking in the prayer of faith. And because she had the prayer of faith, when she began, she said, you know what? If I can but touch the hem of his garment. She said, she just said, I might be made whole. She just said, there's a probability that I'll be made whole. She just said, it's possible I'll be made whole. She said, I shall be made whole. James said, a prayer of faith, shall. Shall means it's fixed. The devil in hell can't stop it. Your enemy can't stop it. Amen. She said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. But there were obstacles. Because the scripture lets us know, because there were people all around Jesus. But this woman was desperate. She had a prayer of faith. She was determined. That's what faith and praying will do. It will make you determined. The scripture says she fought her way through the crowd. Now remember, she had an issue of blood, so she was already weak. But she said within herself, and that's our problem. We need to start telling ourselves what we can do and stop letting people tell us what we can't do. When the Bible lets us know, he says, the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ, which somebody needs to talk to yourself. I don't know what you've been going through for a long time, but you need to be like that woman. You need to pray a prayer of faith. Say, I can. And even though it might be an obstacle, even though it might be getting worse, press your way. Push your way. They say the acronym for push was pray until something happened. You need to push. You need to have faith. You need to press your way. Why? I'm in a prayer of faith. And the Bible lets us know, Jesus said, well, who touched me? Now, you remember that's hundreds of people touching Jesus. Right? Hundreds. But they didn't do it in a prayer of faith. How do you have hundreds of people touching Jesus and only one got healed? So Jesus said, who? Oh, thank you. Who touched me? You know why? Because they didn't touch him in doubt, but they touched him in faith. They touched him believing in his eyes. If he said, I can have it. He said, who touched me? And all of the disciples said, Master, you asked him a question like that. Who touched you? He said, all these people are touching me. He said, yeah, but somebody touched me right. I want to say, how many of us need to learn to touch him the right way? This was a different touch. Because when somebody touched me, he said, I felt virtue. I felt power. I felt healed. I felt deliverance. I felt a weight that could go out of my body. Hallelujah. And the Bible lets us know the woman couldn't hide herself any longer. So she came and fell at Jesus' feet, and she told him how she touched him. She told him why she touched him. So he said, don't be of good cheer because your prayer of faith has made you whole. I wonder today, how many of us need some healing and deliverance? You need to have a prayer of faith. What is the prayer of faith? It is obedience. It is pressing your way. It's pushing. It's not allowing obstacles. Take God with you. Never again.